The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of weekends. Beautiful Places with Neil Humphreys on Weekend Mornings with Glenn Van Zutphen on Money FM 89.3.
Beautiful Places today. Where are we going, Neil?
We are going, not surprisingly, my friend, to a place that's already been mentioned on this show and considered to be the spookiest place, I believe, by Jane Eyre herself, Old Changi Hospital. Now, I have been there. I won't say how or when because I don't want to be arrested, but I went there as research for one of my books. It was. Now, it is a genuinely haunted place, as many of our listeners and viewers will know, because it does have a rather spooky, some would say macabre, background. Firstly, the building. It was built by the British, so it's a very functional, boxy kind of. It looks like a an old-fashioned mental hospital, the sort of thing you would see in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, you know. So it has that vibe even before you start. It was built in the 1930s as part of the British military base. In 1935, it was occupied as a Royal Air Force hospital. So it dealt with the sick and the dead, basically, before you even started. Then, of course, Second World War happens. And the Japanese, during the occupation for 3 years, used Old Changi Hospital to house prisoners of war. So it has that element to it as well. Okay, so it housed up to 50,000 prisoners.
Wow.
Yeah, including captured Allied troops. And unfortunately, tragically, but no surprise, it bore witness to all kinds of reprehensible acts, you know, in terms of, you know, torture and execution and so on by the Japanese. After the Second World War, the British took it back, set it up as a hospital again. It went over to the Singapore Armed Forces. And did you know that it was a hotel? It was a hospital until relatively recently, until like the 90s. It was still a hospital until the 90s.
I did not know that.
Yeah, if anyone wants to correct me on that, it was renamed Changi Hospital. And it was there until the Changi Hospital we know today moved to Simei. But in 1997, I believe. So it was still a hospital into the 90s. But this is the interesting part. It's been empty since 1997. And it is a movie set. It is a horror movie set. I have been there. I went there. Funny story. I mean, let's just say there was a hole in the fence that I didn't know was a hole in the fence. I thought it was an actual entry point. So I'm not encouraging this. So I went in and I had a look around, and there's graffiti there. There's mold stains, moss stains up the sides of the walls. There are weeds through the cracks and the frame of the building running 3, 4, 5 meters high. It's genuinely chilling. I walked around, and of course, it's on a hill. And it's on the coast at Changi, so you have that sea air coming through.
The sound effects, nice.
Yeah, constantly running through the building.
Maybe there's some scary music that goes
along with
it too.
Well, let's cue it up, right? Yeah. Constantly running through
the scary music.
Constantly running through the building, and and this is the weird bit. I went to. I'm trying to tell a serious thing here. No, carry on. It's fine. And this is true story, ladies and gentlemen. I stepped outside and there was a tree there and I had to answer. I'm doing it with the music. I had to answer a call of nature. I'm not going to get graphic. Don't panic. But this is absolutely true. I felt a nipping at my legs while I was answering this call of nature. I looked down, Glenn, and my legs had turned red because, I'm not making this up, I was in the long grass outside the Old Changi Hospital.
Yeah.
An army of red ants was crawling up my legs. And all I can say...
Were they haunted red ants?
Haunted red ants. And all I can say, and you can cue the music up when I'm finished, all you can say is that in the second the red ants bit chunks out of my legs while I'm answering a call of nature. Have you ever seen those video clips where the fireman loses control of his fireman's hose and the water goes everywhere? That's what was happening to me outside Old Changi Hospital. So I have genuine, haunted, terrified memories of being eaten alive by red ants at Old Changi Hospital.
I just have no idea what to do with that whole story.
True story.
I'm not going to do anything with it.
Please don't. It's in my book. You can read all about it.
I'm just going
to
leave it.
It's a terrifying experience for me to be looking up this haunted experience and be eaten alive by ants while you're so exposed is not something I would like to repeat. But this is the interesting thing, folks. It's still empty. 20-odd years.
This is interesting. If anybody out there knows why it has not been redeveloped.
I checked the latest, no plans. URA, I looked online, I looked on websites. If anybody knows, do let us know.
Anybody of our viewers, put it in the chat or contact us. We would love to know. Or if you're involved in looking at what to do with it next, perhaps you're on a planning commission or something, we would love to hear from you because it is a truly magnificent building. There have been any number of movies done over the years. They've used it as a backdrop and always with very good effect.
Absolutely.
It's really scary. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I would love to know because some of the neighboring buildings, which I think were old hospital buildings, but certainly buildings, colonial buildings that were built by the British in that 1930s period, have been converted, I believe, into eateries and so on. So there was some confusion in recent years that Changi Hospital was one of them. It really isn't. It's still empty. It's on a huge plot of land in a beautiful spot on the hill there, practically overlooking the sea. So it's just ripe for some form of preservation, restoration, and reopening of something, whether it's a museum, maybe something towards World War II, Suk Ching, or even, look, I hate to say
it,
but
a little bit of de-ghostification.
Yeah, de-ghostification, a hospital of some sort. And please do put the blue plaque on the specific tree that I used. Here was Neil Humphreys. So yes, it is a great place. Read all about it. Fascinating history. And I agree with Jane, arguably the spookiest place in Singapore. Oh. Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it.
Beautiful Places with Neil Humphreys on Weekend Mornings with Glenn Van Zutphen on Money FM 89.3. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.